Hope you're having a great day wherever you are in the world listening to the Sunday Hour. I would like to take our time to finish chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians. We pick up again in verse 17. Paul has been talking about our responsibility to one another and how we in the body are connected and responsible to uphold one another, to nurture one another, to care and protect one another. He picks up in verse 17 of chapter 2 with these words. But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing we made every effort to see you, for we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan blocked our way. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we glory in the presence of the Lord Jesus when he comes? It is you. Indeed, you are our glory and joy. This is an interesting presentation for us. As a church, those that we serve within the kingdom, within the body, those that we serve, they are our crown and our joy. Jesus says in Revelation 22:12, I am coming and my reward is with me. There will be an account of our service. The accounting will be through those that are there with us. As well, it would appear that there is an accounting of those we have loved into the kingdom. Jesus says, this is how they will know you're my disciples, by the way you love one another, in John chapter 14, verse 35. We know that this testimony of love, this effort to take care of one another inside the body and outside the body, is how the body grows strong, but it's also how we add members to the body, how we grow the kingdom. There's a time coming when we will be at peace and reunited with those who believe in the kingdom of God, when Jesus has returned, when all things have been restored. But there's an accounting that also will reflect how we have spent our time, how we have spent our talents, how we have spent our energies. You and I have been asked to serve, to nurture, to love, to instruct. We have been asked to witness, to testify, not to deny, but to answer those who see a hope that is within us. It's not just to walk into Christ and find our salvation. That's a wonderful thing, which I can't understand. It's a grace beyond measure. But as well, there is responsibility. Responsibility to come as innocent children, to grow and be nurtured in the beauty and joy of reflecting Jesus. And as such, to go and testify to others, to witness within the world, and to love within the body. We have a responsibility to one another. This week, make it your aim to live in such a way as to reflect Christ in all that you do, both in the body and out, to love and nurture, to protect and encourage, to witness and to testify. Have a great rest of your day.